Dr. Boxer.
Good morning.
I don't know how a man as busy as you can take time out to have a birthday, but my friend, Timmons was telling me, he says, you know, the senator's 41 today. And I says, oh, God, he can't be that old.
Well, bless you.
Yeah. But how you doing, boy?
I'm doing fine. I'm
fine. You've been making some fine speeches, believe me, and we appreciate your strong support.
Thank you for saying so. Well, I mean every word of it.
Yeah. That was a tough vote yesterday, but I met this morning with, I meet occasionally with Scott and Griffin, you know, and
yes, sir.
Had them for breakfast. Scott recommends a veto if it comes down this farm, do you?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Even though it means that we lose the tax bill.
Well, I wouldn't do it on the premise that the political implications are that adverse, Mr. President. I don't honestly think they are. I think the tax bill itself is,
yeah.
I think, an atrocity.
Oh, it is, yes.
I really do.
The whole thing.
I don't see how. I think it can do you more damage than good.
Right.
More.
Right.
I hope the House will exercise a little more judgment.
It won't. They're going to leave the political thing in, Bill. And that will change the whole constitutional system in this country. That's really what it gets down to.
It's just plain immoral.
That's right.
To tax the people of this country to finance candidates for whom they have no support.
That's right.
You just
That's
can't
right.
do that.
And despite the fact that they do it, they're supposed to check it off, they don't really, it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, sir.
They don't individually, they aren't making a conscious decision with regard to a candidate. They don't know who he is yet.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right. That's right. They're buying a pig and a poke. Right?
Of course, particularly right. with the non-incumbents. And that's,
and of course it'll go on, let me say, as you know, the House and Senate, as sure as we sit here.
Yes, it will. And I think that
it's going to, and it's, if I were a House or Senate member, boy, on the Democratic side, I'd be very concerned about it because it just means that they're going to be financing their opponents. You realize that?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think, too, that something that wasn't really adequately explored in the debate, the basic immorality of any federal financing is that it perpetuates the status quo. It, by giving $20 million to one man as a non-incumbent, it allows him to totally subvert the party structure all the way down to the state level. And
sure.
He can own that party, not just for that election, but for years.
Right. Let me ask you, if we veto, do you think that the Congress will be then come up with maybe the excise tax and the investment tax credit and the personal exemption, in other words, a thinned down bill?
Yes, sir, I do.
Some think they will have to. Well,
I do.
Any event, I'm considering it. I want you to know. We'll see what your brave men in the House do.
Yeah. We've got some good ones over there.
Yeah.
And they'll
do
a good job if they can.
Yeah. I'm sure you enjoyed my little confrontation with your friend, Mr. Meany.
I don't think I've been that depressed in a long time. I have it so ingrained in me, Mr. President, that you
said it was great.
I think it was great politically.
I mean, it was great. I enjoyed it. I mean, he was acting like that, and so we had it fine. But
I don't think he did himself any favors.
No.
Or his group.
Yeah.
I think it was embarrassment to the whole movement. You came out very well. I think you handled yourself just beautifully. I'm very proud of you.
Bill, go home tonight and tell your wife that I told you to take the night off, okay?
You're very kind.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye-bye.